It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we're bringing a list of music and interviews from the bands that make New Jersey rock. Coming up, Ashley McKinley checks in from Nashville. We rock a great track from the Parlor Mob, crank the latest from Tilted, and check in with Idlewave and their Jersey Rock debut. But first, let's kick things off with Deal Casino. In catch them at House of Independence on Friday, December 20th. Here's their latest single, Bang Bang Bang, on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Hey, 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 I bet that you never thought that I'd ever let you down. Wait, 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 I guess that I always thought that you'd always be around. You and me go all the way. Something's missing, that's okay. Gone so fast.
Bang, bang, bang. On 95.9 The Rats, Jersey Rock Podcast. Don't miss them at House of Independence in Asbury Park on Friday, December 20th. More info at DealCasinoMusic.com. Joining us over the phone is Ashley McKinley. She has a brand new single coming out this Friday. Ashley, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure having you on. Last time I talked to you, you played live for us in studio. Of course, you're out going to school in Nashville, and you're part of the scene out there. How's that going?
Yeah, it's really cool. I'm learning so much from my professors and from my peers about songwriting all the time.
And do you have any shows coming up in Nashville for anyone who's listening to this online?
I do. I'll be playing at the Belfort Taps at 7 p.m. on November 15th, the same day my single Break Even comes out.
Perfect. So if you're listening online and you're out in Nashville, you could rock it out there on the 15th. How is the Nashville scene compared to the New Jersey music scene?
It's a lot more songwriter-driven. We do something called Writer's Rounds, which is where a couple of writers will sit next to each other on a stage, on a stool, and sometimes talk about the songs they wrote and sort of go one by one. So everybody plays in a round style, as opposed to one person getting on the stage and the next person getting off. We just share our songs that way.
Now, you'll be back. You'll be home for the holidays, and you're rocking a show the day after Christmas, December 26th at the Wonder Bar.
Yeah, there's a big show going on hosted by Telegraph Hill Records. It's going to be really big, and I'm putting out a song that day with Telegraph Hill Records, which is in Asbury Park.
Oh, yeah, Telegraph Hill Records is awesome. And that's What a Wonderful Year, 2019, rocking the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park the day after Christmas. What can people expect from you that night?
For me, I'll be playing some new songs I've written out in Nashville, my single that I'm releasing on the 15th, which is called Break Even. And I'll be playing a song that I wrote called The Truth Is on the 26th. And it will also be coming out that day with Telegraph Hill Records.
And we'll have you on the show again before that, because that's a little ways off. What's the best way for someone to keep track of everything that Ashley McKinley is doing?
You can go to my website, ashleymckinleymusic.com, or follow me on Twitter or Instagram. Instagram is probably the best way, and that's just at Ashley McKinley.
And the track we're rocking on the podcast, it will be available this Friday. Tell us about Break Even.
Break Even is the song I wrote when I first moved to Nashville, and I was leaving my hometown and sort of finding my place in a new town and in life in general. I think I sort of had a quarter-life crisis, they call it. And that's sort of about where I come from and where I'm going.
Ashley McKinley, new single coming out this Friday. Don't miss her at the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park, December 26th. Ashley, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Ashley McKinley with Break Even on 95.9 The Rats, Jersey Rock Podcast.
Sometimes we bear our secrets just to close the blinds. Talk about our families, what our moms are like. We paint the perfect picture cause it's just for the night. It works. We have a couple drinks and feel the warmth kicking. You make a move on me and I'll just just for the night it works. Sometimes I pray. Stars in my eyes like it was magic. But Dad was always yelling, our love was never tidy. Sometimes I break even, even when it's not right. I've never had.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey, this is Sam from the Parlor Mob, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9, the Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Thank you.
Sun on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Their latest album, Dark Hour, is out now. And the band just dropped a national tour with a killer performance at the Stone Pony about 2 weeks ago. Stand up of everything they're up to at ParlorMob.com. Joining us over the phone is Guy from Idle Wave. Catch him at the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park this Friday, November 15th. It's a free show. Guy, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
It's a pleasure to have you on. And your EP, self-titled Idle Wave, is out now. Tell us about it.
It's four songs that took a couple years to put together, but I think it's our most proud work as of recently. It's the most put together of the EPs we did in college. This one definitely shines through as the best and the highest quality.
Where could somebody hear it?
Everywhere. Spotify, Bandcamp, YouTube, Apple Music, Tidal, anywhere that music's readily available, or you come see us at a show.
You have that available on, like, vinyl, right?
Yeah, we have. We just got 7 inches made, but we would appreciate people contacting before coming to the show to reserve them.
What's the best way to do that?
Through our Instagram, or even idlewavenj@gmail.com.
And a good opportunity to get that this Friday over at the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park. It's a free show. What can people expect?
People can expect loud rock music. I know there's 5 bands playing, I think. Very good variety of music. There's one instrumental group that was just recently on Audio Tree. They're called Sauce. They're really tasteful, amazing musicians. And then a band called Jet Jaguars playing, who are a couple friends of ours. That this is their new project, and they've been building a lot of hype up. And I think this is their first New Jersey show since releasing, so that's going to be kicking. And then Idle Wave's going to play the EP in its entirety with a couple new jams, too.
That's this Friday over at the Wonder Bar. It's a free show. Beyond that, though, you're rocking up in Pomona, New York on Saturday the 23rd.
Yes.
How can someone get tickets for that one?
That's a good question. I think it's a DIY show, so if you're around that area, feel free to hit us up on Instagram.
And besides the vinyl, you guys have like some T-shirts and other merch, right?
Yeah, very soft, nice-looking T-shirts you can wear anywhere. There's no vulgarity on them. You can wear them to the gym or school or wherever you need.
And what's the best way for someone to keep track of everything that Idle Wave is doing?
Idlewaveband.com has everything. That is the hub. It's being constantly updated. All the merch is on there. The music's on there. EPK, everything.
And the track we're rocking is Heaven Knows. Tell us about this tune.
So this song was one of the first songs I wrote from the transition from our old project Flammable Animals to Idle Wave. Originally written on acoustic guitar. Supposed to be an acoustic ballad, and our drummer Joe, we were jamming around, and he was like, let's up the tempo and let's make it like a rock song. And then we spent some time crafting it, and it's pretty cool for all those music fans in the house. We were writing it in 6/8 timing, and then we came up with this outro in 4/4 with this dramatic time change. It's just one of my favorite things that I've yet to do. I live for writing parts like that. Super cool, and we always end every set with it, and it's a really fun one. And people more recently at shows have been screaming along to the end chorus, and it's been cool.
Awesome. We're going to rock it right now. Guy from Idle Wave, don't miss them this Friday over at the Wonder Bar in Asbury Park. It's a free show. Dude, thank you so much for calling in.
Yeah, of course.
Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Idle Wave with Heaven Knows on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Where have I gone? Where'd I go wrong? Only heaven knows. I'm not gonna make it alone. The frame, but the eyes aren't green, and it changes from dream to dream. Couldn't be warm. Gonna make it alone.
Where'd I go wrong? Only heaven knows. I'm not gonna make it alone.
Come see us November 30th, the Brighton Bar, as we have our Full Speed Ahead CD release party. Hear our track, Rock and Roll Show. Welcome to the show on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
Tell
Richard with Rock and Roll Show on 95.9 The Rats, Jersey Rock Podcast. Their full speed ahead album release show rocks the Brighton Bar in Long Branch on November 30th. Learn more at tiltedonline.com. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page, WRET.com, every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Rat and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock at 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30. To your Garden State talent, rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.